at the half-year mark, Telkom's headline earnings per share has dialed down by nearly 52%. This as a drop in fixed mobile and IT services revenue, along with migration to new technologies and direct costs, weigh in on the group. Company CEO Salami Daugubong joins us with his assessment of the performance. Salami, good afternoon. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me. Good afternoon to you and your viewers.
All right. So, I mean, let's talk about this performance. 52% decline in profits. It is a bit of a difficult one. Take us through exactly how we arrive at this decline.
So I think what's key for us is to understand the mix of our revenue. We have what we call our next generation revenue, where we're seeing continued positive growth. We also have what's been in Telkom legacy revenue. So that's your old copper and old fixed. Now, obviously, as that declines, it carries a higher margin than our next generation revenue. It's something that we're intentionally managing, and we're hoping to get to inflection where the next generation revenue now overcomes the decline in legacy.
All right, so as we are moving away from copper assets, basically, to LTE and fiber, could we then say that the sharp decline is something that we expected to see in Telkom financials, and that really it's a matter of time before we see a turnaround?
Absolutely. It's something that we've been intentionally managing. If you look at what we've been doing, especially across our business units. So in the mobile business, we've been moving our old fixed line customers to either mobile or fixed LTE. In OpenServe, we're now seeing that a significant portion of our revenue is sitting on fiber, which is our next generation. Yep. Equally on BCX, where you see the fixed in what we call our unified communication, the biggest driver has been IoT growth. So all business units are significantly focusing on driving the next generation revenue, de-risking ourselves from the copper. Obviously, this will wash out, depending on business, over 18 to 24 months period.
All right, and let's also then talk about the current economic climate, because that also has a play really on the set of results. How much of the decline in profits and cash flow is from just the fact that this is a tough time to be doing business in South Africa?
Absolutely. So you see it not just in our cost to operate. If I just take diesel alone, our increase in diesel costs are over 154% in this period alone. Obviously, when you have that plus load shedding, which affects your revenue, it's important. The other element as well is looking at the fact that our customers are equally challenged. Mm. Cost of transportation, cost of food, and it's a call customers have to make between buying airtime or catching a taxi to work.
Absolutely. I can see how that can be. Okay, let's talk about your balance sheet. That statement of financial position, you have suspended dividends, and I think you said you want to reinstate those by the end of the year. But we are seeing that there was an increase in debt, and obviously that's part of the transformation agenda. Where exactly are we seeing ability to maximize on this balance sheet? And also, where cash is concerned, are we looking at maybe building mobile, building fiber, you know, that cash allocation in the business as well?
We believe our balance sheet is strong. Mm-hmm. You know, if you look at our debt to EBITDA ratio, it has increased from 1.2 to 1.7. It's still within a solid covenants. The investment that we are driving is twofold. Obviously, in OpenServe, we're focusing on homes passed and more critically, homes connected. We're sitting at 46.2% connectivity rate, which is amongst the highest in the country. Mm-hmm. In mobile, the CapEx plays twofold. One, the CapEx helps us in reducing our roaming costs. When we started with roaming, our costs were over 20% as a percentage of revenue. Now they're below 10%. So it's a balance of making sure that, one, we're acquiring on OpenServe, particularly in homes passed and connected, and on mobile, we're managing the cost of roaming by investing in the CapEx and also increasing capacity.
All right, so I mean, another thing that was interesting about this set of results was BCX. That seems to be where we are seeing a green shoot. Let's talk about unlocking value in this business. How is that going? I know there was always a plan to do that. How is that going? And do you see more value being able to be derived from this business?
Absolutely. I think the long-term investor who taken BCX was firstly to create the value. One is to actually de-risk us from legacy fixed, and we're seeing that. The IT business, especially with the recovery of supply, is coming into fruition. I think the contract that we've signed with Alibaba starts to highlight further value creation for BCX. Now, that will give us opportunities to drive revenue, especially with the shape of the Alibaba contract. We are, in the long term, looking to find a strategic partner at an equity level for BCX, and that work has started.
All right. And are you looking locally? Are you looking globally? Are you open to all things?
We are open to all things. Obviously, it's getting the right partner who will give us the right skill, the scale, and the capabilities that we need to accelerate this business.
And then let's talk about Telkom's strategy now moving forward. You know, we see some of your competitors moving into fintech. I know that Telkom does have some sort of a, you know, a financial services aspect to it. Where else are you looking to go? Because it does look like this mobile network market is not growing the way that it can, or it has reached some sort of saturation. So where else are you looking to take Telkom in the future?
I think what's key for us is we remain firm on our broadband strategy. And I think if you talk to mobile, that's been the driver of our growth. The fact that our subscribers, over 60% what we call smart users. So that's key for us, that the broadband investment we took from Getco is paying fruition. In terms of adjacencies, what we're very key in is we're not going to necessarily go and compete in those adjacencies, but attract the relevant individuals to make sure that we partner with the right people. So we're not going to, for example, build a whole financial services platform, but we do have over 10 million smart users on our mobile base. And how do we partner with the right individuals to maximize those financial services opportunities?
All right. And I think another thing that would have come up with Telkom today is the resignation of your board chairman, Silo Moloko. Let's just talk about that. That is a bit of a leadership shock for an investor to wake up to those news. So just tell us about exactly how you're absorbing this information as chief executive and also just the mood in terms of that resignation.
I think the process for us is not a surprise. It's something that we've been actively managing. And I think the key thing for us is how we are transitioning our board. And as you saw in the announcement, is to extend his departure till the end of the financial year so that we can make sure we have a seamless transition to a new chairman. Mm-hmm. But I think we've worked very well with Solo. Even other, for instance, M&A activities that we're looking at, we had created an independent board to help build capacity around the chairman.
All right, and then I have to ask Rami, MTN, could you guys be talking again in the future? What is happening with Rain? I think the markets are very keen just to find out about the direction of these possible M&As.
So let me start with Rain. In Rain, we have received a proposal, not a firm binding one. So we are in conversations to look at what are the potential synergies, if any, especially around 5G. So those conversations are going on. I think with MTN, the overall strategic rationale for a conversation is still there, and it will still be open to having a conversation with the MTN when they come back.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time, Serame. I'm sure you've got a long day of interviews ahead of you. Thank you so much for all your insights there. That was Telkom Group CEO Serame Taukobong on Telkom's results.